Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 7 through 10. Then Jesus said to them again, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." So far, our sermon text. In Christ Jesus, the one and only door through whom we can enter to everlasting life, dear fellow redeemed. They keep things out. They let things in. Sometimes they stick. Sometimes they slam. They come in all shapes and sizes. And very often, our little children forget to shut them. But the neat things about doors is they all lead somewhere. The doors to our house lead to our home, to our families, to warmth, to love, to safety. The doors to our church and our school lead to opportunities to be able to worship God together with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, to learn more about God's word, to grow in grace and knowledge of our Savior. The doors to a gym means fun, excitement, activities. The doors to a concert hall means an evening of entertainment, relaxation. Now, there are some doors we'd rather not enter. The doors to a penitentiary or prison can mean loneliness, confinement, sometimes even despair. But what if there was a door that led to death? A door that led to everlasting death and eternal misery. Would anyone ever put his hand on that handle of that door and open it and walk through? They would. In fact, they do. Scripture says, "Wide is the gate, the door, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it." Thankfully, there's another door that leads away from death and life. And that door has a name. It is Jesus Christ. And that door is covered red with Christ's shed blood. That door gives life and unending joy. It's the only door that leads to somewhere truly important, eternally rewarding. Thank God for leading us to that door, to faith in Jesus Christ. In our text this morning, the Savior calls the people of this world sheep. Dumb sheep, left on their own, cannot lead themselves very well. If they're left on their own to lead themselves, they often will stray, wander, get lost, and they'll be easy prey for their enemies. And so this morning, our great I Am Savior says to the sheep of this world, "I am the door. If you enter through me, you shall be safe, you shall go in and out, and you shall find pasture." In order to better get a full understanding of the several verses of our text, we need to go back to the first part of chapter 10 of John, the very first verse, where Jesus is speaking and says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Very often shepherds in Palestine would corral their sheep at night so they didn't have to sit out in the fields and watch them in the darkness. They would plant a hedge that is high enough, thick enough, and grows low enough to the ground that sheep can't jump over it, can't crawl through it, or can't go under it. And then the one open spot, they put a gate or a door there. And then at night, they'd either lock the door or they would hire someone to watch it all night so that no one would climb over or get in or break in and steal the sheep, or the sheep would bust out and get lost. Knowing that as background, let's read again the first six verses of John chapter 10. Again, Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Jesus is especially speaking these words to the Jewish Pharisees, scribes, and priests, those who thought that they were the leaders of the people, that they could enter into Christ's flock without going through Jesus. And so Jesus says they're like those thieves and robbers that climbed over the fence, climbed over the hedge, busted through the door, came in, and really were trying to destroy the flock. These chief priests and scribes and Pharisees were teaching the law, salvation by what you do, salvation by what you earn, which only destroy the sheep, lead them into damnation. And so these false teachers climbed over the enclosure without the calling from Christ. They, in a willful manner, decided that they wanted to teach what they wanted to say, not what the good shepherd wanted to say to the people. So Jesus says to them, "I am the door. Anyone who wants to be an under-shepherd of the good shepherd, an under-shepherd to the sheep, Jesus says, needs to go through me. I'm the door. And when you come in through me, you will say only what I say to them. Anyone else is a thief or a robber of the sheep." That's the main point of verses 1 through 8. But we're going to center our attention this morning in the last two verses, verses 9 and 10 of our sermon text, where Jesus is speaking directly to the sheep, not the pastors and the shepherds, but to you and to me as sheep. He says, "I'm the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly." When the sheep entered into the sheep pen, the door was closed, they were safe. They were safe from their enemies, safe from predators, safe from poisonous plants. Applying that to ourselves, when we enter into the door, Jesus, through faith in him, we enter into his sheepfold. We're part of his flock. And we are safe. We are permanently safe. Safe from Satan's attacks. Safe from the poison effects of false teaching. Safe from the attacks of this unbelieving world round about us. And probably no one knew that better than the shepherd who became king, King David. For in so many of his psalms, he prays to his good shepherd to protect him, to provide for him. He calls him his fortress, He calls him a shield to watch over him. We read in Psalm 31, words of David, "Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me." Psalm 18, David writes, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and horn, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." In Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." But Peter, in his first epistle, says to all of us sheep, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he will devour. How can we, helpless, defenseless sheep, be saved and protected against such a powerful enemy as Satan himself? Peter continues in his epistle, "Christ will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen." Yes, within our Savior's fold, we're safe. We're brought to faith, and therefore we are saved from the effects of the punishment of our sins, from death, from Satan, from hell, by our omnipotent shepherd and his powerful word. But the warning is there. If we stray from our shepherd, stray from hearing and reading and studying his word, then we're pretty easy prey. And then our faith and our spiritual life can be devoured by Satan. So the first point, Jesus says, you come through me, the door, and you're safe. Jesus draws a second beautiful picture. He says, you come through me, the door, and you can go in and out. The shepherd early in the morning will go to his sheep pen, open the door, and let the sheep run. Run and roam through the valleys, the meadows, hillsides, skip and run and play throughout the day. The Lord says the same thing for us. In our lifetime, as we go through day by day, the Lord says, we're going through him. And we can skip and run to all our might in what we're called to do in our professions, in our activities. The Lord says, we're free. Free from the slavery of our sin. Free from the burden of the oppression of the law. Free to serve God in whatever we're doing, whether it be camping or canoeing or reading a book or just lazing around or working hard. The Lord says we're free to live according to his word, free to bring forth fruits of faith, which he has prepared beforehand for us to walk in. But sometimes while these sheep are scampering and running around and roaming, they get into scrapes. They cut themselves in stone sometimes. Sometimes they get caught in the briars. Sometimes even fight with each other. And the same thing happens with us. As we're going in and out to the pastures of life, we sometimes cut ourselves on the sins of this world. We sometimes get stuck in the briars of our own selfishness, our own foolishness. We sometimes fight with each other, butting heads because of our stubbornness. And our good shepherd comes to us and says, I've got a rod here, which is the law, to discipline you, to lead you to repent of your sins, to acknowledge your sinfulness, and I forgive you through my shed blood And I tell you, the door will always be open. The third beautiful picture that our Savior draws for us is that when we enter into this door, we'll find pasture. A sheep cannot provide his own food. He needs to be led by a shepherd to pastures, to water. So also, we have no need to worry about being fed enough spiritually. The Lord will lead us to the succulent grasses of his grace, to the well-watered rivers of his mercy and forgiveness, which is found in his word. What a wonderful meal our shepherd has prepared for every single one of us. And we're led to that meal by the door to his word. This is now the fourth time that our great I Am Savior has been speaking to us this Easter season. And in every occasion, through his discourse, he's telling us about life, eternal life. 3 weeks ago, our I Am Savior said, "I am the resurrection and the life." 2 weeks ago, he said, "I am your bread of life. Eat of me and you'll live forever." Last week, he said, "I am the light of the world. Follow me and you'll have the light of life." This morning he says, "I am your door to eternal life." You know, we have so many, many doors that are open to us every day. So many pathways for us to follow. So many pastures to feed on. So many opportunities and activities to take part in, that sometimes there's a very, very grave danger that we don't see the importance of that one door, that one most important door. Yes, the door to education is very important. The door to employment, that's essential to keep us alive, provide money and food for ourselves. The door to relaxation and recreation, that's important for us too. But the door to life is without equal. It surpasses and supersedes everything else. Without going through this door, Jesus Christ, by believing in him, in his merit, in his work, in his suffering, in his death, in his resurrection and life, and all the other doors and all the other opportunities of this life are meaningless, empty, and lead nowhere. Life is really short. It's a mere speck in regard to eternity. Open wide that door. Open wide your Bibles. Hear them consistently. Read them and study them. That's the door to everlasting love that our Savior bestows upon each of you and me. You know, that open door is not just for you and our families and fellow brothers and sisters here at Christ. It's for everyone in this world. It's for that lonely neighbor next door, that grieving family down the block. It's for that hard to get along with fellow worker at your job. In fact, the door is open to all sinners. And you know what? You're the best person to open that door to others, to those whose life is going nowhere. May we spend our time opening doors. Opening the doors of life by telling others about Jesus Christ. The open door that gives us, not just us, but all people, life through his name. Amen. We pray. Whoso happy as I am, even now the shepherd's lamb, and when my short life is ended, by his angel hosts attended, he shall fold me to his breast, there within his arms to rest forever. The peace of God which passes understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.